I'm Deborah Byrd.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Wednesday, June 25th. In August, our planet Earth will pass between the Sun and the planet Mars, as we do about every 2 years. But at this opposition of Mars, the red planet will be closer to Earth than it has been in recorded history.
And closer means brighter. Mars is already shining like a very bright reddish star, and it's due to get much brighter still. As Earth has sped up behind Mars in orbit, the red planet has doubled in brightness in the past month. Beginning in July, you'll be able to notice Mars' brightness increase every few days.
Mars is now in the sky from about midnight till dawn. You'll recognize it easily for its reddish color and for the fact that it already outshines the stars in its vicinity. Only Venus appears brighter than Mars in the pre-dawn sky, and Venus is low in the east. No match for Mars at that time, which appears at its highest in the sky as dawn breaks. What's more, Mars will be rising earlier, and so appears in a more convenient place to observe over the coming months. By late August, when it's brightest, it'll be ascending in the east just after sunset, slightly closer and brighter than it's been in 73,000 years.
We have charts on our website showing the location of Mars tonight. Come to the Tonight Sky area of EarthSky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.